when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to a wake-up call with Dan Tortora, on site here with Raphael Drummond, here with me to talk about his life, his thoughts, football, family, and what his goals are. Very happy to have him here on the show. As you know, Rob Drummond, a longtime friend of mine, has been doing Back on the Field with me, as well as many live events in Central New York. And Rob's son now looking at the sport of football and also getting an opportunity to get in front of a lot of coaches and do a lot of great things. So from Rob to Raphael, I'm very happy to have the next generation on the show to talk about things that are very important to him. So Raphael, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And first and foremost, what got you into football? Because we've talked a little off the air about it, but obviously Dad played. What made you want to play?
Honestly, just watching my dad's highlight reels and seeing the way he ran, the way he did everything, I just fell in love with the game. And when I started playing it from flag up to now, I just had a big passion for it.
Did Dad ever push you to play the game or not?
Never. I don't even think he wanted me to play. But I just loved the game myself.
When you got, like you said, starting with flag football, what made you really fall in love with the sport when you got started to where you are now? Because obviously something keeps you with it.
Honestly, when I was with flag, it was just the anticipation of being able to put on pads, finally hit somebody. I just fell in love after that.
Now, you're on the other side of the ball, and you talked with me about not wanting to think as much as react. Go into playing corner and why that position attracts you on the football field.
It's just for the cornerback position, you just got to have swagger. And when I play, I try to play with as much swagger as I can. Just have fun, do me. Just don't care what other people think about me. Just play my own game.
What's the swagger? Because, I mean, some people describe it in different ways. How would you describe swagger on the field?
Honestly, just doing you.
Just being who you are,
yes.
Just going out there, doing
just
your own thing?
Fun. Just fly around and have fun. But that's what my dad always told me in Pop Warner. Just fly around and have fun. Who cares if you win or lose?
How do you shut off what's going on around you? I mean, obviously, there's people in the stands saying things. There might be people that said, you know, Raphael, you can't make it. You can't play this position. Everybody goes through that on the football field or in life in general. How do you kind of drown out the noise?
I just focus on how fun the game is. Because I had a point in my life, it was like freshman year, sophomore year, I was always thinking about how my dad played in the NFL and how it almost carried on to me, how almost people expected me, oh, you have to play in the NFL. But once I realized I just started playing the game, just not caring about any of that stuff, and just having fun, that's when I truly fell in love with the game.
When you're out there, what is it about being on the field, being able to react to what the offense is doing? What's the most fun for you out on the field that you enjoy the most when you're out there in a game?
Hitting people and reacting to plays, trying to create plays.
Now, you've had an opportunity to go out and do some different camps, do some different things, see schools. What are some of the memorable things to you from when you've gone out to other places?
Just meeting the other kids, seeing who your competition is, 7-on-7s, showing coaches who you are on the field.
You've been down to Alabama, Nick Saban. Go into that, because that's a different world of football down there.
It is.
So how would you describe?
The athletes down there are absolutely crazy. Some of those kids, I know someday will be playing in the NFL. Like, for example, I covered a kid. I think he ran a 4.4, and at the time I ran like a 5.1.
Yeah.
And he absolutely burned me and caught the ball. I just knew. I gave it all I could. And I knew I was playing against a kid who someday will be in the NFL.
What are the biggest takeaways when you're going up against people that, like you said, you're seeing them and you're saying, you know, these guys are going to make it in the NFL. What were your biggest learning moments that you had while you were down there in Alabama?
Honestly, knowing that those kids, compared to the kids in New York State, football is a whole new world down there. Kids play 24/7. Just going up against those kids, seeing better athletes than we see up here.
When you go up against them and then you come back here, did that help football come a little bit easier to you, or did you take the mentality of, if this is what I'm seeing down south, I mean, I have to play to this level all the time? Because, I mean, some people play to the level of their talent, but then the other way to do it is to say, you saw what was in Alabama, so you're going to go hard like you're playing Alabama when you're in New York. How would you describe you? Is that how you took it? Did you kind of say, okay, this is the level that I went up against, so now I have to bring this to New York?
Yes, because when I was at Alabama, before I went to Alabama, I was kind of going 75% and everything. I'll admit it, I made that mistake. But once I went up against Alabama, if I ever went 75%, I would absolutely get smoked. So then all of a sudden in Alabama, my mentality started changing. I started going 100% in everything I do. And then that carried me to this day.
When you are getting in front of coaches, what has been kind of on your mind as you travel through? I know that you have a bunch of trips coming up and different things you're going to be doing, but you've been able to get in front of some coaches, go to some camps. What have you kind of taken away from it at this point as you're trying to obviously get some of these coaches interested in giving you an opportunity?
Just going 100% in everything you do. Just see how to finish drills. Coaches want to see that. They see the intangibles. They see the hustle points that you have to have in order to make it to the next level. They don't look at like raw skill a lot. They just look at who you are as a person and how much you hustle.
When you're in drills, what have you had to do recently? I mean, I know you've been to Pittsburgh most recently, but what have some of the drills been that maybe stick out to you that you've had to go through as a DB? I mean, is it just your DB drills and that's it? Or are they having you do a bunch of things that everybody's doing and then having you do position drills? How has it kind of been so far?
It's all for DBs at camps. I'm looking at all the other groups. It's a lot of running and a lot of backpedaling.
And how have you felt like you've performed in some of these drills?
Honestly, there's some times where I just feel like my feet are so heavy that like I don't do well, and there's other times where I feel so fluid while I'm doing these drills.
What's the difference for you? Like you said, sometimes you feel heavy, sometimes you just feel light and you're able to do it. Is it a mental thing? I mean, how would you kind of describe it?
It's all mental.
And how do you change that? Because obviously mind over matter, you know, how do you prepare yourself to be mentally ready, knowing that at any given time, I mean, that could be the only time you see a coach?
Honestly, though, when I'm in front of a coach, I just pretend the coach is not even there. I just do me.
And when you look at where you are, I mean, obviously you're in Central New York. Did you ever have a thought to want to play somewhere in New York, want to play for Syracuse or Cornell or something like that? Or is your mentality to get out of state? I mean, how do you kind of view everything?
Honestly, my mentality, I just want to get out of state and just try to grow up and just live my life. I don't really like to stay in New York.
And what is it about wanting to get out? Is it just a growth thing for you personally? I mean, how do you kind of look at not wanting to go to college or play football here? Does it have anything to do with the teams here, or is it more just, you know what, I want to spread my wings?
Honestly, I just want to spread my wings. It's just the environment up here, the football environment up here, compared to the football environment somewhere else, it's unreal. Because here, it snows, you can't play football a year. For example, down in Florida, they're able to play all year. They have even winter leagues because it's so hot down there.
Where do you have a dream school or a dream place to be? I mean, is there anything that kind of sits on your mind? No?
I don't have a single school that, like, if I get recruited to that school, I'm going to go. I have to look at the campuses, and I just have to see which school I mesh with the most.
Now, you transferred from FM to Bishop Grimes. You had to sit out last season. How difficult was that for you to not be on the field?
It was very difficult. For the first game, I played in the kickoff classic. It was against New York Mills. One of their kids basically hurt his neck during the play. I was crying that so bad I wanted to get on the field because I just wanted to avenge him. I just wanted to hit somebody. When I see other people hitting out there and having fun, and I was just sitting out there basically giving people water, I felt bad.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relaxed Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today. How has that taught you? I mean, everybody goes through adversity, and I find that people who play football, everybody's got a story. How did you face that adversity? And I mean, obviously you're standing here today, you made it through it, but how did you kind of handle it while you were going through it, knowing that you're standing on the sidelines and your feet want to jump out on there onto the field, but you can't? So how did you handle that?
I went 100% in practice. Basically, like, when we did scrimmages, 11-on-11, I just went 100%. It was basically like my games. Like, a lot of my teammates, they call me, like, try-hard, practice All-Americans. But I just told them that it was basically my game because I couldn't play at all.
Do you feel like you had built a relationship and built respect with the coaches on Bishop Grimes because of the way that you played in practice?
Yes.
So how do you kind of view this final year? I mean, this is your shot. This is your opportunity. How important is the season coming up for you?
Oh, it's huge. I'm training. I'm lifting so hard just to prepare for this season because I know this is a do-or-die season for me. Either I go out there and I perform exceptionally well and I go to college, or something happens or I face an adversity, that's it.
Do you feel that this being your final season, do you think that you have what it takes and that you can do it and you can see your dream realized to play college football?
Yes, I think about that every time I lift. That's what motivates me to lift. It's just the dream of playing college football, the dream of having fun out there and doing well.
How does Dad help you out? I mean, obviously, he knows what it takes to train. He's done so many things for himself as he went through his career, and then he's helping people every single day. So does he have you on a regimen? Is it something that, you know, is it more the coaches gave you something, or is it Dad saying, you know, Rafael, this is what you have to do?
My dad gives me he gives me a lift program. I do it in different places because my workout partner goes to the YMCA a lot. So Okay. Basically it's his workout program. I just do it in a different place. And it's working a lot. I've gained 20 pounds this offseason.
What's the workout program entail? What does he have you really trying to make sure you hone in on?
Basically, he's trying to get us like to gain weight and just become powerful.
And bring me through like a typical workout when you're out in the gym and he's got the regimen for you. What's a typical day for you? What are you working on? What are some things that he has you focusing on?
Well, it's a lot of chest. For the first day, it's chest and biceps.
Okay.
Second day, it's legs and tries.
Okay.
So basically, we do a big workout, for example, like the chest or the legs, and then but kind of like an accessory workout, which is basically the biceps and the tries. We have 6 workouts for the main workout and 4 workouts for the accessories.
Now, your dad obviously has the wrap system. Do you utilize that system at all?
Whenever I take a rap test, I use that score and try to compare myself to kids around the country. I go online, go on like college recruiting things, and try to see like what my score is compared to other kids' scores who are trying to play college.
And for those who don't know, the rap system, it's a system that has multiple tests that put together a hurricane score. You can look at how you are against people in state, around the country, and it can also show you where your strong points are and your weak points are. When you've gotten your hurricane score, what are some of those areas that the score suggested you work on?
For example, my 40 time, I've never had a good 40 time. Even though on the field, I seem quick, just my 40 time is never good. So I've been trying to work on my leg explosiveness and my stride length so I can try to run faster and try to get a better 40 time.
And how do you feel it's gone, you know, through this system? What are some things that you've done? I know you're lifting, but what are some things that you're working on with your legs? I mean, are you constantly going out there and testing yourself and timing yourself?
Yes.
How are you kind of working with that?
Yes, whenever I'm at my trainers, I always run the 40 just to see like what it's like to run with bigger strides and just see like how much powerful my legs are becoming.
And you had said that you were at a 5'1". Where would you put yourself now?
Now I'm probably around like a 4'8", 4'7". And in time.
When you go through this, I mean, I think some people, and even I'll admit this in the past, I thought, you know, if you're just running straight, anybody can do it, but it's a full body workout. If you're not practicing, if you're not training, if you're not stretching, if you're not working on your body, I mean, you could hurt yourself really bad running a 40. Go into what it takes to be mentally and physically prepared to run a 40-yard dash, because I think some people just see it as running in a straight line.
Honestly, it's a full body workout. If there's one part of your body that's not doing its job during the 40, for example, if your arm stride length isn't going far enough, or your arms are not in a 90 degree angle, you're not going to run as fast as a 40. So basically, like, your arms kind of like incorporates your legs, and that's what makes you run a faster 40.
So to look at everything put together, you're going out in front of schools, you're going to these camps. What made you decide some of the camps? I know that, you know, a lot of these schools are in the Northeast, but you've been down South. What kind of made this plan for you? Are these schools that you are interested in? Is it just, hey, you know, these are all the schools that I can hit and show people up in the Northeast what I can do? How did you kind of make your schedule?
Well, first off, it's all about education first, so we're going to go to a lot of the Ivy League schools.
Okay.
Just in case, like, if I do get recruited there, I'll get a top-notch education. And schools that, like, are looking at me. For example, Cornell and Alfred.
And what can you say about Cornell and Alfred at this point, if these are schools that are looking at you and potentially, you know, looking at giving you an opportunity. What relationship do you have with them?
Honestly, it just happened so fast, so I haven't really contacted the coaches yet. But I'm going to definitely go to the camps and try to show them who I am.
Getting an offer in the mail, the day that that happens, what is that going to mean to you, knowing everything that you've been through, everything that you've done up to this point and beyond this point of when we're sitting here talking? What will the first offer mean to you?
It'll honestly mean the world, just knowing that all my work that I put in the gym with my dad on the field, it's all the work paid off.
And it's not only you, but your dad obviously fell in love with football. You have your own personal relationship with football. Like you said, you don't even think that Rob wanted you to play. And then your brother behind you also playing football. And just talk about him a little bit, because, I mean, he's a little guy, but he's got some power to him.
What, seven? He's 7 years old. I think he's, like, close to 70 or 80 pounds. He's a big boy. And he's going to be a star in football someday, just because of like how big he is and his mentality. He really does have a killer instinct.
What would you say that you got from your dad? Because I mean, I know he had a killer instinct on the field, and that's gone to your younger brother. What did you get from your dad?
Honestly, I think I got his athleticism, like just the way he moves.
So when you put it all together, your brother and you both have pieces. When you guys, even though he's younger and you know he's 7 years old, when you get together, do you like to go out and play football with him?
Oh yeah, whenever. I don't see him that much, but when I do see him, I play catch with him all the time. He's very good, and he has an arm too.
How do you kind of handle that? Because you know, I know that your brother was in Carolina and now is down in Florida. Yeah. So you know, I know you get to see him, especially over the summertime. But what type of relationship have you been able to build with your brother, knowing that, you know, sometimes he's here and sometimes, unfortunately, he's not here every day?
Honestly, I just see pictures of him a lot. I just, like, keep to date, like, how he looks and how he's doing. So when I do see him, I'm not, like, shocked to say, like, I haven't seen him in such a long time, because I, like, still have, like, memories of him through the pictures and the videos.
What do you guys do when it's you and Dad and your brother? What are some of the things away from the football field that you guys like to do?
Oh, it's mostly sports with him.
Okay.
Because he also plays basketball. I shoot around with him a lot. And we just have a good fun time.
Is there anything outside of the sports? I know that it's a family of sports, but is there anything that you guys will do, movies, anything that maybe gives you a little bit of a step into another hobby, so to speak?
We haven't really done that in a while.
Okay.
In a couple years.
So it's just football, basketball, talking about it. How do you kind of view everything when you put it all together? I mean, you've grown up. How is growing up with Rob, and what has he taught you? Because, I mean, I know you. I've spoken with you on and off the air, and I know that you've grown into a polite person, somebody who has respect, somebody who obviously is out there working hard. But how would you describe growing up under your dad and what you've learned and where you are today?
Honestly, I'm trying to, like, have football not like affect my life that much, because my dad says it's always about academics, but I'm just letting football go wherever it tries to take me.
What's dad taught you about not just being a good football player, but being a good man?
He's taught me just to always be polite to people, always smile, just be a good kid, just be you.
Now, I know that something that was not on the football field, but still football related, your dad gets some heated moments when it comes to Madden. You also play Madden, and you played in one of the tournaments we had for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. Is it fun to kind of just sit down with Dad and play a video game? I mean, do you guys get to have time where you just sit and talk?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Whenever he gives me rides, whenever having dinner, we always just talk about life.
And what are some of the biggest things you feel like he's taught you about life? I know you said about being polite and whatnot, but what are some things that have really stuck with you that he said?
A couple years ago, I had a self-esteem issue because of my old school that I went to.
Yeah.
And basically, he told me just to never change who you are. Just be yourself. Who cares what other people think you are? Think who you are and what about you. Just do you.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub where
a cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
And I know that, and I can admit this too, that, you know, when I was going through high school, I had the same, you know, and I was trying to be myself and didn't understand why people bully and why people aren't okay with you just being you. I never hurt anybody. I was nice to everybody. And sometimes when you're nice to everybody and you keep to yourself, for some odd reason, you're the person that gets attacked. So, I mean, we can both sit here and say that we've been in the world of being bullied or feeling like you couldn't be who you are. What can you say to kids that are going through this right now and thinking they need to change who they are, they can't be themselves? What would you say to them?
Honestly, if they're being bullied, they just need to stay then. But also, they need to stand up for themselves, tell the bully to stop. Because if you just let the bully do them and just let them keep on picking on you, they're not going to stop. They're just going to keep on going. If you tell them, okay, stop, then they're going to figure out it's starting to affect you a little bit, and they just got to cool off.
How do you feel like you've handled bullies? Because, you know, some people want to fight. And there's no bully that's happy inside, yeah. But when they want to fight, when they want to escalate it, how do you keep it so that it doesn't turn into something like that? How would you handle that?
First off, I would tell the bully to stop it. And if they don't stop it, I would try to, like, tell a teacher about what's going on, like, just secretly, without them knowing it's me, just so they can keep an eye on me. Because I just don't want to fight him, because that's just a lose-lose situation.
So, do you feel like you've grown to a point now where you feel like you have that self-esteem and you can be yourself more?
Yes. This new school, transferring to Bishop Grimes, really helped me out a lot. And that I would just be able to, like, almost, like, create a new image of me, like, just kind of, like, somebody who will stand up for themselves. Somebody who likes to have fun, but yeah, somebody who just stands up for themselves, just doesn't let people take advantage of them at all.
And in this world that we live in, I mean, obviously, you know, you and I come from different backgrounds, but I see everybody the same and respect everybody the same. In the world that we live in, the America that we live in today, what can you say about just seeing people equally and being equal? Because I know your dad and I talk about it all the time, that they're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, whatever, that everybody deserves the same opportunities. Do you feel like you get those opportunities, or do you still feel like you're fighting for something? I mean, how do you kind of look at everything knowing that America's good, but not as good as it should be?
Oh, yeah, I can already tell America's extremely racist. I mean, my mom's Italian, my dad's black. Yeah. Basically, people categorize me as black just because of that. And even at school, people do treat me differently. People expect me to be, like, hood, and I'm just not the type of kid, so people will make fun of me for that.
So what are some things that you feel like we can do to battle back from prejudice and racism?
Just have people stand up for themselves. Somebody who's getting picked on, somebody who's getting bullied because of their race, they have to tell the person who's the bullier just to stop and just to stop discriminating. We're all beautiful on the inside.
When you look at overcoming things in life, no matter how big it is, do you think that there's ever a battle that we can't win with the people that we love, with having God and having faith? Is there anything that we can't do?
No. We can do absolutely everything in the world as long as you put our mind to it.
Well, that's Raphael Drummond coming to you here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app, as well as Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on iTunes, the free podcast. So however you're listening in, thank you so much. And of course, thank you to Raphael. We will be following him through his journey on his way to his dreams, not just football, but with everything. So as always, I appreciate talking with everyone that's willing to tell their story on the show. And Raphael, I look forward to continuing to tell yours.
Thank you.